from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for besieged areas in Syria, where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut by both government forces and opposition fighters. The aid deliveries are part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the forces fighting in Syria should agree on a no-fly zone and that the situation there is unacceptable. She made the call in her comments to the German parliament today.
Die jetzige Situation ist also immer noch untragbar.
She says it would be helpful if there was an area in Syria which none of the warring parties could fly attacks. If we could manage to reach some sort of agreement between the anti-Assad coalition and Assad supporters for a no-fly zone as a safety zone for many refugees, then it could save many lives and would help in the political process about the future of Syria. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it has claimed in the South China Sea. It's a move that is likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. Taiwan's defense ministry said Wednesday that the missile batteries have been set up on Woody Island. The United Nations is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council the appeal will be launched on Thursday. He laid out the effects of the devastation that Yemen has experienced in the 12 months, and he said the money would pay for food, water, sanitation, and urgent health care. This is VOA News.